Welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. Learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. On this show, we'll follow the format of the newsletter. You'll learn about the curator of the week, the theme that they chose, and the five episodes that they've chosen as part of that theme. Hopefully, you'll find a podcast or two to check out. Once-ish per month, we'll put together a longer episode of Feedback. That episode will include an interview with a curator, a podcaster, a co-host here and there, and some more good podcasty stuff. You'll learn about the curator of the week, the theme that they chose, and the five episodes that go along with that theme. Hopefully, you'll find a new podcast to check out. So, let's listen. Today, we want to tell you about Future Hindsight, a weekly podcast that was the platinum sponsor at our Earbuds 4th Anniversary Extravaganza. Future Hindsight aims to spark civic engagement, to inspire hope, and to reinvigorate our social contract. Join host Mila Atmos as she takes a deep dive into today's most pressing issues through interviews with experts and citizen changemakers. Check out their current season on how inequality and racism are hard-coded into American institutions. Listen to Future Hindsight wherever you listen to podcasts or find them at futurehindsight.com. Welcome to Feedback, everybody. This is the first episode of Season 2. We took a little break between seasons 1 and 2 to recalibrate, to reassess the show, and to change it up a bit. For those of you who are new, hello, and it's really nice to meet you. Thank you for being here. For those of you who so patiently waited between seasons, thank you and welcome back. Season 2 comes with a bunch of changes, as you can probably tell. Earbuds has a new logo, we have a new format to our newsletter, and there's even more, and we'll get to that. We also have our first employee, Maya Rubin, who is our newsletter and podcast coordinator. Lots of changes, which fits really nicely into our theme of the week. I mean, it might be why we chose this week's theme to be what it is. Today in your inbox, you'll find a newsletter with the subject line, "We're going through changes." And if you didn't receive that in your inbox, you can sign up to receive our newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. So yes, we're going through changes. And yes, I can only think of the Big Mouth theme song when I say that phrase. But yes, Earbuds went through a bunch of changes. We're continuing to go through those changes. We just celebrated our 4th anniversary, so we thought it was a good time to make the big change of the new logo and the new newsletter format and all that kind of stuff. Usually, I'm not the one curating our weekly themed podcast lists, but around once a year, I like to do it and see what the experience is. And so this week, our newsletter is curated by me and Maya, who I mentioned up at the top of the show, our new employee at Earbuds. And we put together this list on changes to honor and celebrate the process of change. We're all going through changes all the time, you know? So let's talk about the podcast that we chose as part of this week's theme. The first episode is from Change Agent and is called The Talk. Change Agent is a podcast from the New York Times. Here's the description of the episode. M's friend says things that really bother M, racist and homophobic things. He wants to know how to talk to his good friend about the offensive stuff he says, but he doesn't really know how. We find some lessons in the story of Stephen Hassan, a former Moonies cult member, and how he developed a way to get people out of cults. We share Stephen's lessons with M to see if he can get through to his friend. Here's a little bit more about Change Agent, which, as I said, is a New York Times podcast. It's hosted by Charles Duhigg, a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist and author of The Power of Habit. And it's a five-part podcast series that turns obstacles into opportunities. Each episode unearths surprising stories from science and business to offer answers to people's problems. That comes to us from an August 6th, 2018 article about the podcast. Next up, the second episode as part of our theme this week is from Esther Perel's How's Work podcast, and it's called Separated at Home But Still Together at Work. Here's the description of the podcast. Husband and wife who are co-owners of a winery and restaurant. He loves the colleague that she is at work, but he likes less the wife that she is at home. As their marriage ends, they wonder if the future of their business depends on the future of their marriage. Esther Perel is a world-famous psychotherapist, and she has a whole bunch of podcasts and a really famous TED Talk. And we definitely want you to check out this podcast, but if you have a story that could go along with it, Housework is also accepting applications for season 2. Here's the description of what they're looking for. Do you have a workplace dilemma you'd like to explore with Esther in season 2 of Housework? You can apply to take part with a business partner, a former boss, a colleague, an employee, a mentor, or whomever you need to start this conversation with. Often, our pairings don't come in because they're ready. They come in because they've tried everything else that they can think of. If you feel this way at work, you can fill out an application, and that's at estherperel.com. So that's a really fun opportunity if you're currently having a workplace situation. The next episode that we're recommending this week is from the Only One in the Room podcast, and the episode is called Patty Linsky is the Only Cantor in Rehab. So this is a really cool podcast. It's by Laura Cathcart-Robbins and Scott Slaughter. I know Laura from Los Angeles. We actually took a podcast class together with Anna Scott. Shout out to Anna Scott and KCRW and The Writing Pad. At the time, Laura had written an article where she described going to a famous writer's retreat and being the only Black person there out of like 600 people. And when she got back, she decided she wanted to help other people tell their only one stories, times that they felt like they were the only people in a room with a certain story or a certain identity. And so this podcast has been going on for a while, and she's interviewed some really amazing people about their only one stories. In this episode, Laura and Scott talk with Patty Linsky, who is a cantor and who went to rehab. And it's a really interesting story that we recommend you check out. Next up, we are going to the podcast called Still Processing, and the episode is called Reparations for Aunt Jemima. Here's the description of the episode. When Quaker decided to take Aunt Jemima off the red pancake box after 131 years, did it also try to scrub the legacy that she represents? And what sort of compensation is appropriate, and to whom? From a brand that maintained that image in public for so long. Super interesting. This was also mentioned on a podcast that I listened to called The Daily Zeitgeist, which is a daily kind of news-related podcast, kind of pop culture-y. So definitely in the news right now. I also want to recognize that I said aunt when usually I say aunt. So that's interesting. What do you guys say? Hit me up on social media to let me know. The last episode that we are recommending for the week is from a podcast called Unerased, and it's called Dr. Davison and the Gay Cure. Here's the description of this episode. This is one of the rarest stories of all, a man who publicly experiences a profound change of heart. This is a profile of one of the gods of psychotherapy, who, through a reckoning with his own work, oddly enough, in the pages of a Playboy magazine, becomes the first domino to fall in science's ultimate disowning of the gay cure. When this podcast came out a few years ago, I want to say 2018, I listened to it in one full day. It's a short series, a few episodes, Unerased, and it's about gay conversion camps, and it is really captivating. Definitely recommend you all check that out. So those are the podcasts that we chose as part of this week's theme. We're going through changes. Each of the episodes have something to do with change, whether it's change of heart, a change of geographic location, a change in your personality, a change that you should or are having trouble going through at work. But we wanted to try to represent all the ways or some of the ways that change manifests. We'll have a link in the show notes of this episode to our website where you can check out all of these podcast episodes in one place. And you can listen to them as you go for a walk, as you're doing your dishes, as you're walking your dog, whatever it is, check out these episodes. In addition to our weekly 5 podcast episode picks, we also like to spotlight a podcast at the bottom of the newsletter. The idea is that if you have absolutely no interest in the week's theme that we are talking about or writing about, you can check out the Spotlight podcast for some more content. Maybe you'll like that one. Podcasters, if you want your podcast spotlit, you can apply to do that on our website. We'll also have a link in the show notes of this episode to our application so you can get that spotlight. So this week, one of our Earbuds advisory board members, Shira Moskowitz, chose our Spotlight podcast. The podcast is called Last Day, and it's from Lemonada Media. Here's what Shira says about the podcast that she chose. This podcast tackles important conversations surrounding mental health and suicide. In this show, Stephanie and her team shed light on topics our society tries to push aside and avoid. What I appreciate most about Last Day is that they're working closely with the Jed Foundation to ensure that they're telling the story in an intentional way. instead of sensationalizing these stories as the media often does. Stephanie goes a step further by dissecting each person's story, providing context as to what led to the pivotal moments and what happens after. Since we recently celebrated 4 years of Earbuds Podcast Collective, of course we had a party, and of course it was virtual. We celebrated on Zoom with podcast trivia, a podcast panel, our rebrand reveal, shout out to our logo designer, Kayla Shafkowitz, and so much more. So thank you to everybody who attended and who played a part in making our Zoom party possible, to Maya, David, Sky, Shira, all of our sponsors, and so many more people. Big thanks to our silver sponsors, Better Work Bitch Podcast, Hug House Productions, Pleasure Podcasts, Podcast Magazine, Podcast The Newsletter, Six Cold Feet Season 2, Sounds Profitable, Spoke Media, The Cooperation, The Great Fail Podcast, and The Wave Podcasting. And big shouts to our lovely gold sponsors, International Podcast Day, Outlier Podcast Festival, Podcast Movement, Podcast Pontifications, Pod News, and Storyworthy. And of course, our platinum sponsor for the event was the Future Hindsight Podcast, who you heard about earlier in the show. Thank you, thank you, thank you to everybody who is involved and to our community for continuing to open our newsletters and to be interested in discovering new podcasts. We love finding podcasts for you, and we love working with you as curators. And with that, we're going to close up for the week. We'll be back next week with more podcast recommendations. Feedback with Earbuds is written by Maya Rubin and me, Ariel Nissenblatt. It's hosted by me, so that you get updated on all things Earbuds. We're on Facebook at Earbuds Podcast Collective. We're on Instagram at Earbuds Podcast Collective. We're on Twitter at Earbuds Pod Call. And we'd love to have you tweet at us and let us know that you're listening. Thank you to Daniel Turek, who mixed and mastered this episode. Thank you, Daniel. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You can find Daniel's work at robotslap.com. Our theme music is by Matt Sweeto. And last but not least, our newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. Have a great week, everybody, and happy listening.